In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. أحبائي قراية الإنجيل في كل خدمة من خدمات الكنيسة مرتبط برسالة معينة. The reading of the gospel in every service in the church is tying up to a message that has a lot to do with the service. The gospel we just read today in this service is different than any service for men or deacons or priests. الكنيسة بتقرأ كل قراية إنجيل خاصة بالخدمة بتاعتها. فالنهاردة القراية بتاعت التجنيز النهاردة من معلمنا متى إصحاح 26 بيتكلم على المرأة ساكبة الطيب. Today the gospel was from Matthew 26 is about the woman pouring the spices and the fragrant oil on the feet of Christ. So it has a lot to do with the service we are conducting here. بتليها رسالة خاصة في الخدمة بتاعت صلاة اليوم. المسيح يقول كده الحق أقول لكم حيثما يكرز بهذا الإنجيل في العالم يخبر أيضا بما فعلته هذه تذكرا له. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in all the world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial for her. And this is a message that the gospel is concluding with. A memorial for her. تذكرا لها. Pouring the fragrant oil on the feet of Christ is not physically pouring the fragrant oil, but rather it is the service that offer in the name of Christ. سكب الطيب على رجلين المسيح مش بالضرورة هو سكب الطيب نفسه بقدر ما هو عمل خدمة وبذل في حياتي تجاه المسيح نفسه. So each one of us has a chance to pour this fragrant oil on the feet of Christ in any form or any shape, wherever you are and whatever you do. In family, in home, at work, in the street, at the church, at service, we are having the chance to do this. When we stand before an example like Madame Aida today, I would like to mention three points and we'll conclude with this. ثلاث نقط أكلم حضراتكم فيها. ما يقول الإنسان عن نفسه, ما يقول الناس عن هذا الإنسان, وما يقول الله عن هذا الإنسان. Three points. What do I say about myself? What people say about me, what God says about me. If you think about it, you'll find that our whole life and our whole thoughts and our whole journey is just between these three. Some of us would pay so much attention on what I'm saying to others about myself. And another people would be very attentive to what the people say about them. And another people would be attentive to what God is saying about them. When we stand before an example like Madame Aida today, I'm standing before a very, very deep, strong example, but yet is very quiet and silent. كانت إنسانة هادية جدا ما تسمعش صوتها وكانت دايما يعني she has an example of a cheerful greeting person. One of the things that I would never forget about this particular lady. Whenever I'm here at St. Mary's, and usually after the service, whether it's the Vespers or Liturgy or one of the nights of St. Mary's glorification, I usually stand on this corner here. Then I see her coming from the far distance, especially to greet me personally. Yani one, this is instantly. Yani whenever I'm here, she has to come and walking with her cane and come and greet me. She never failed doing this once. And whenever she's over at St. George, she does the same. And the way she greets, the way she meets people, the way she made the effort to come and greet, I always feel so embarrassed because I'm the one who's supposed to go and greet her and meet her. But it's out of her love, out of her devotion. It's all you can read in her face without a single word. فمثل يعني هادئ جدا ولكن قوي وعميق جدا. We mentioned this in the gospel that we just read today. And whenever it's preached this gospel, this will be told memorial for her. ما يقول أنا عن نفسي. Each one of us would like to think about himself or herself in a certain way. I would like to feel good about myself. I would like to feel respected, loved, honored by many people. And what others say about me is something different because usually it's not as I think of myself. Some people might lift me up, other people might put me down. And if I go according to myself or the people, I would be like up and down, up and down. But really, what really matters in all that is not what I'm thinking about myself, rather what people are saying about me. But the truth is what God, who I am in front of God. Whether I am an open, talkative person and everybody knows me and everybody talk about my achievements, or whether I am exalting myself and thinking about myself as a very special person. But really what matters at the end is what God and how God sees me as a person. ربنا شايفني ايه قدامه؟ شايفني ابن او بنت له بينعكس صورته في حياتي. In anywhere, in every shape, in everything in life. Whether I'm a servant, I'm a worker, I'm a family member, I'm a house keeper. يعني مش مهم انا بعمل ايه، المهم انا قدام ربنا ايه. يعني بيقول كده ربنا ما يهموش انا بعمل ايه، قدام بعمله ازاي. How it's not about what I do as much as I how I do it. It's not what I do as much as how I do it. I can be doing lots of things and be successful in many things, but what I'm doing it, I'm not reflecting the glory of God in my life. And I can do very simple things and nobody paid attention to any of it, but in front of God, this is a great action. الله يحبي يدينا النعمة ان احنا نقف قدامه مساء امثلة كده بنقدم له طيب مسكوب على رجلين المسيح. A fragrant oil poured on the feet of Christ. In every situation in life, I will ask myself this question. In this particular situation, what I do? Do I pour the fragrant oil? Or actually, I take the fragrant oil away. في بعض الأحوال الواحد بدل ما بيسكب الطيب يروح ماسك الطيب كده واخده وحطه في جيبه ولا الموقف ده ما يستاهلش، أنا مش هعمل حاجة زي كده. In forgiveness, in long suffering, in patience, in endurance, in loving people, in praying for them and supporting them. We stand before a very, very true example of a person who lived her life acting as a lady who poured the fragrant oil on the feet of Christ. I'm sure that her family, as Nardine just shared with us, and I'm sure that there are lots and lots of memories that they can talk about Madame Aida. But the glimpse that we catch of her during the minutes or the hours that we meet her on a weekly basis and whatever in the church tells about a deeper heart, a person who devoted herself for prayers and scriptures reading and praying for everybody. Allah يريح نفسها ويديها راحة في فردوس النعيم ويدينا احنا كمان نحن نتعلم الأمثلة دي. May we look at these examples and learn from them. It's not about what I do, it's about how I do it. On behalf of Abuna Shenouda, Abuna Marcus, Abuna George, Abuna Antin, and myself, and all the servants and the congregation of all the churches in Ottawa, we'd like to offer our condolences to the family. ربنا يديهم سلام ومعونة وهم يسكنوا في صلواتهم وإحنا نسكنهم في صلواتنا. مجد دائم الأبد. آمين.